This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And once again, let me remind you of the buy one, get one special going on at AR-500 Armor right now. One plate carrier, eight sets of plates. That means you could suit up certain ways to train. You could suit up certain ways for, you know, the Zombie invasion, all that stuff. You can just about have it your way. Go there now, AR500Armor.com. Now, I'm going to talk about this because I've been saying this was going to happen anyway. One of the problems I've had up to this point is that North Korea, whether or not they had the capability of doing some of the stuff they said they were going to do, if they had the capability to do any of the stuff they said they were going to do, then that was a problem for us. And I had postulated for the longest time that it would not be us or South Korea or anybody else that brought North Carolina brought North Korea into line. That wasn't even a Freudian slip. No, I've said for the longest time it would be China. Well, no need to donate anything for this one, but it appears that Beijing agrees with me. And they appear to be on board with Trump's maximum pressure strategy, or at least it was in the first 2 months of this year's bilateral trade between China and North Korea dropped significantly. North Korea depends on China a lot, and China reduced their imports from North Korea by 78.5% and 86.1% respectively in January and February. So whatever they were importing from North Korea, they stopped importing most of it. Which, considering that's probably the only country they do any business with, possibly Cuba, which I don't know what they would want. That's bad. Further, North Korea reduced their imports from China by 33% and 34%. And this is all consistent with trading trends that began the latter half of 2017. Although it should be noted that neither China nor North Korea is known for economic transparency. China has been North Korea's economic lifeline, but over the past year, Beijing appears to have increased the pressure on Pyongyang by severing trade ties, halting financial and business services for North Korean companies, expelling workers, and upholding international sanctions. When your only buddy comes out against you, what have you got left? And this may be what is bringing Kim Jong-un to the table with Trump, which is fine. However he gets to the table, whatever agreement they get into, we got 99 problems. War with North Korea does not need to be one of them. Now, right now, it seems it's unclear whether these trends will continue going forward, given improving bilateral relations between China and North Korea and rising tensions between Beijing and Washington over trade. No matter what happens, though, one thing to remember about China is that even with sanctions and what's going on with trade between us and China, we're still their biggest market. And a whole lot of American companies still build their stuff over there. Now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who I think he's been the leader for 6 years. Seemed just like yesterday. He made his first official state visit to a foreign country in late March, visiting Beijing to meet and hold talks with President Xi Jinping. There are rumors that Kim requested that Xi help North Korea reduce the pressure on Pyongyang caused by tough international sanctions, but there are reports that the gifts Xi presented to Kim during his visit were worth several hundred thousand dollars and violations of international prohibitions on the export of luxury goods to North Korea. So I don't know how tough he's being on him. Observers in Chinese towns on the border with North Korea have also noted the return of hundreds of North Korean workers since the Xi-Kim summit in March. So amid the rumors of possible sanctions violations by China, Washington, and Beijing are constantly waging a trade war, with each side threatening the other with tens of billions of dollars in high trade tariffs in an escalating fight. The last thing China wants is for North Korea to somehow or other successfully EMP us. Because if we got hit with an EMP and it was big enough, or if we got hit with multiple EMPs or regional EMPs or grid square EMPs, depending on how much they could get through. Well, guess what? Those iPhones aren't going to sell as good next year. Although, this is just me musing out loud. Listen, I'm not going to wish for any EMPs or anything like that. But if we were to be EMP'd, what would that mean for social media? I'm just musing out loud. So, not trying to say I told you so, but I told you so. China economically, this is really the only way they can fight. They do have a big army. They got a lot of big stuff. But I mean, even in the 80s, first of all, the Chinese don't design anything. Okay, they steal it. We sell it to them. We have some, you know, Obama sold it to them. Somebody sold it to them. Or they catch it and they back engineer it or something, but they don't design anything. They can build. They can build. Oh gosh, they can build things. They can build them so fast and everything else. But then you got to wonder. I mean, they had a functioning T-72 copy of the Russian T-72 main battle tank. The Chinese version had a couple of bad issues. For example, those rounds that you load into the main gun on a tank, they weigh a bit. So when you're inside the closed confines of a tank, which it may be roomy and spacious and everything, but it's still a tank, you want a little mechanized help. So they have these loaders, these automatic loaders in there that will, you know, get everything in place and jam it into the breech. We heard tell of that automatic loader grabbing Chinese tank crew members and slamming them into the breach, killing them, of course. We used to hear about China training with real nerve agent to teach them confidence in their protective systems. And then the generals would be watching on a hill, and then the wind would shift, and then they'd get a face full of nerve agent. And all of the soldiers down there at the bottom that had been participating would be looking up at a bunch of people laying on the ground. No corroboration of that. That's just what we heard when I was in the military, when I was stationed overseas in Europe. I don't know where it came from. I wasn't, you know, I was just out there. I'd be in the motor pool getting my vehicle ready to go, and I'd be like, yeah, really? Okay, cool. All right, yeah. Hey, what are we doing this weekend? You know, that was my thing. So I didn't worry too much about it, but we used to hear tell of that all the time. So China needs a market. They need to be industrial. That's what they're good at. They're really good at being industrial. They build towns and cities all over the place that are never populated, beautiful places. I'd like to take my drone out there and fly over and go, wow, look at that. Wow, look at that. Nobody's ever lived there. Nobody's ever worked there. That's what China does. So if I seem a little flippant about it, that's only because I'm feeling being a little flippant about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
of Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Trying to figure out what's going on in there. What's going on in here? Nothing is going on in here. Okay, cool. Hey, I'm good. Those of us who would try to convince people on the left of the folly of gun control often point to the fact that in an imperfect world, it is impossible to confiscate every weapon from every individual. So consequently, any gun control effect or effort ends up punishing law-abiding and leaves the criminals armed and better able to prey up on the newly disarmed, innocent, law-abiding people. Then you also point to the inevitable slippery slope, full well knowing that that's what may of these would-be tyrants are counting on. They're going to go after the so-called assault rifle now because the Parkland shooter used one, and they're really scary looking to them. But does anyone really believe that? Do you believe that should they succeed in banning these, they wouldn't go after the next thing the next psychopath uses to commit mass mayhem? And the next. And the next. So this begs the question, will the gun grabbers ever stop? Is there a point at which they'll finally say, okay, we're done. Now we're going to move on to being the all master beings of time, space, and dimension. We've got your ARs and your semi-automatic rifles, but we'll let you keep your pistols, your single-shot shotguns, and maybe your muzzle-loading rifles. So that's probably what the founders intended with that whole Second Amendment nonsense thingy. But now the pistols have to go because of Sung-Hu Cho. He used a couple of those weapons of mass murder to kill 32 people and wound another 17 in Virginia Tech, in which what was in 2007 the deadliest shooting in U.S. history. Now the muzzleloaders have to go because didn't a bunch of don't tread on me types stage a revolt against a lawful government using those things? So once they've tasted success with the lowest hanging fruit, how long before pistols fall in the crosshairs, or shotguns, or muzzleloaders, or knives, or baseball bats? Surely, Bill, you jest. Really? Sure, they say they'll stop after a few new common sense gun laws, but will they really? And the answer is an easy one if you understand leftism for the sick disease that it is. The answer is very short, too. No. They'll never stop. Just as sure as the sky is blue, once they've tasted blood, the gun grabbers will never stop lusting for more control over our lives, and especially our right to defend ourselves against evildoers. How can I be so sure of this? Well, they've got this time machine right across the ocean, and the leftists never stopped there either. Consider London, England, the UK, Blighty, circa 2018, where the powers that be are bumfuzzled by the fact that for the first time in modern recorded history, the city has experienced more murders than its American counterpart, New York City. According to the New York Times, London's 15 killings in February were above New York City's 14 murders for the month, and the trend continued into March, with London edging New York City by a margin of 22 to 21. Now, although the British capital's gun laws are among the strictest in the world, a significant spike in knife crimes is the driving force behind this particular crime wave. Last year alone, 80 people were killed by stabbing, and this year's pace of 31 so far is set to overtake that by a wide margin. So to put things in perspective, only 16 people have been killed in London by something other than a knife so far in 2018. Now, wow, according to Labour Member of Parliament Sarah Jones, it's an epidemic. And Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick has the answer, telling BBC Radio, "We've taken thousands and thousands of knives off the streets. We're doing stop and search in an intelligent way, and we're stopping and searching those people we know are prolific knife carriers." So, how do these plucky Brits plan to stop this epidemic? Why, a little more tyranny, of course, because, well, they're the left. So, London Mayor Sadiq Khan tweeted on Sunday morning, "No excuses, there's never reason to carry a knife. Anyone who does will be caught, and they will feel the full force of law." If you liked gun control, you are going to love knife control, and Britain has it in spades. Current UK law prohibits knife sales to anyone under 18, and nobody can carry a non-folding knife over 3 inches long without good reason. What does that sound like to you? According to the UK government website, a good reason to carry a knife includes taking knives you use to work, to and from work, taking it to a gallery or museum to be exhibited, if it will be used for theater, film, television, historical reenactment, or religious purposes. For example, the kirpan that some Sikhs carry, if it will be used in a demonstration or to teach someone how to use it. Notice, self-defense was not one of those reasons. But never fear, a leftist is there. A court will decide if you've got a good reason to carry a knife or a weapon if you're charged with carrying it illegally. And more new knife laws are on the way, including increased powers for police to stop and search citizens. And to be sure, knife attacks are deadly, can be deadly and destructive, like when 33 were killed and another 130 killed by Xinjiang separatists attacking a train station in southern China in 2014. Is another law going to, is that the answer? When and how does knife control end? Metal detectors? Dangerous knives can be made of other materials. What about manufacturers? Well, anyone with a grinder can make a knife. Speaking of slippery slopes, how long before Londoners are randomly strip searched on their way to work? So it's what those of us who value freedom tell the gun grabbers, even though they refuse to listen. People bent on destruction will always find a way available to them. And likewise, people bent on tyranny will always find a way to implement it, even if it doesn't work. Because far from actually saving lives, control is what they're really after. And they're more than willing to ride that slippery slope all the way to its inevitable conclusion when every last modicum of real freedom is gone. It's never been about the tool. It's never going to be about the tool. It's always about the intent. Okay, when, you know, I hear about people being armed and dangerous, considered dangerous, all this other stuff. That largely comes from what they're willing to do. See, I carry a gun everywhere I go. And I am not dangerous. I am only dangerous in certain circumstances. And then I go from being minding my own business to really, really dangerous for a very narrow moment in time to back to minding, well, not minding my own business. Now I'm waiting on the cops to get there while I go through a whole bunch of things. But I'm not dangerous. Not dangerous. I'm defensive. There's a whole big, and just by being defensive alone, being able to be defensive is a good thing, but I'm still at a disadvantage from the get-go because they get to be offensive first before I get to be defensive. Then I got to switch from being defensive to really offensive really fast. So there you go. When will they learn? When will we learn? More importantly, when will we learn? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. In the chat room, got somebody in, one of the ninjas, saying that some Brit just got charged with killing an armed intruder in his house with a screwdriver, which I believe I saw that too. And so he's postulating, so they're going to ban screwdrivers now. I guess it really matters whether it was Straight or Phillips, right? Let's go back to Jack Dorsey from Twitter. This is where the hipster CEO described how the left intends to crush normal Americans into serfdom in a bloodless civil war. Do you want to know how they actually, you know, despite all the verbiage and everything I threw in there at you, do you want to know how they actually intend for this to actually happen? It's just going to sort of happen. That's it. Why? Why is it just going to... Well, just because. Americans will simply decide to be like California because of reasons. And no more troublesome conservatives. And Gaia will be saved. So this is the wishful thinking, which also accompanies the trip to the Big Rock Candy Mountain. I guess it's kind of a war plan. By unleashing the power of hoping so they can utterly subjugate half of America that voted against pantsuit and drive the people who actually operate and defend this country into silent obedience. I guess. Now, you're saying, why do a bunch of San Francisco dorks think that 150 million Americans with 660 million guns are just going to give up their rights and their say in their own governance and submit to the commands of people who actually have chosen to eat kale? That's a fair question, and they do have an answer. Because you're just going to. Yeah. I didn't say it was a good answer. Now, there have been plenty of articles written by former military commanders, tactical trainers, all talking about the ugly reality of an actual Second World Civil War. Realities that are much uglier for the anti-freedom leftist side in terms of terrain, combat power, and morale. Now, this is a cry for sanity when these things are being described. And, you know, a lot of people have had a history of making these pleas to the left to avoid the kind of civil strife that a lot of people have seen in other countries, and they've seen the consequences of that when they've been there. But that cry of sanity was greeted by a torrent of outright lies. Like, hey, you guys are advocating for a civil war, which is a bunch of schiff, by the way, including some by shameful collaborationist Fridokans, who should know better, but not at all unexpected. The modern leftist rhetorical toolbox has a wide, dizzying selection of their lies, which has the effect of making the actual reason discussion impossible. But that's their goal. They don't want to defeat your argument. They want you to shut up. Tellingly, no one ever bothered to try and counter their indisputable facts that have been offered by many people many times, showing why the left will fail if they choose violence. Instead, they try to shut that person up, whoever that may be. You know. Here, they dream of an America where they can crush all dissent from their orthodoxy. You know, they want to silence you. They want to silence you and you and you and every other patriot. But that's a short-sighted tactic because people who are silenced, particularly these uppity Americans who take their natural rights seriously, won't just shrug and give up. They'll stew over it, fume at the injustice of their oppression, and then they're going to radicalize, and then because they have been wrongfully denied access to the means of participation in the governance of their own society, they will inevitably exercise their power in the only way left to them. They will rebel, and they have before. Sometimes it's peaceful, like electing Donald Trump was peaceful, but if the peaceful doesn't work, they're going to decide to give being peaceful no more chances. That's just the human nature way. This is where the liars pounce again with their fussy faux trage. Leftists love violence directed at normal Americans, but facts are facts. If the leftists plan to drive non-leftist Americans from the public square, the NRA, Laura Ingraham, Kevin Williamson, those silencing campaigns are just some recent examples, succeeds, it will only succeed for a little while. The fact is that if normal America are barred from legitimate participation, they will participate illegitimately. Just ask those redcoats about that whole taxation thing. But here's a hint. You know, we Americans have good teeth, and there's certain things we don't eat. The leftist campaign plan hand waves away that whole unwillingness to be disenfranchised thing by announcing that this new civil war to totally disenfranchise half of America will be bloodless. And I'm for it. But they ask the people they intend to disenfranchise about that. Because the left loves to point out when excusing urban mobs that riot and burn down their own neighborhoods because of real or imagined grievances, people don't always choose to be peaceful when they are confronted by what they perceive as systemic injustice. Now, systemic injustice is what they're proposing, though. They want to impose the traditional leftist governing mode of one man, one vote, one time on all of America and cite California as a shining example of our future. According to the article, not coincidentally written in a state where recreational weed is now legal, California is a thriving work in progress that gives hope that America can pull out of the political mess we're in. But there's a lot of problems with using California as a role model, starting with the fact that California sucks. And it doesn't suck for rich guys living by the beach like Jack and his hipster buddies. California's pretty good for bras like them. But the guys who cut his lawn and wash his Tesla and feed his pet pandas, not so much. The article claims that California Democrats actually cared about average citizens. Drive 10 miles inland from the beach and California dreaming becomes California nightmaring. California is a bankrupt, failed state that is essentially Illinois with palm trees and better weather. Outside the coastal urban enclaves where Jack and his pals mingle, drinking kombucha and apologizing for their white privilege to their baffled servants, it's a crowded, decaying disaster. Bums wander the streets, littering the sidewalks with human waste. Crime is rising. Illegal aliens abound, more welcome in the Golden State than actual Americans. California is an example, all right, but a cautionary one. So how did they go from conservative in the 80s to the blue hellhole it is today? The leftist zillionaires and Democrat government unions bought the elections. And it also got so expensive and so crowded there that a lot of the kind people who made California red and not terrible moved away. And now you have a relatively small elite of really rich liberal jerks and a large class of serfs to the Democrat welfare state. Many imported for their delightful obedience and complacency, but no more huge middle class of normals. The normals went east toward the opportunity. So the leftist plan for civil war does not take into account how prosperous states like Texas went hard right in the 90s and show no sign of changing colors, and there's no mention of how Republicans hold more elected offices today than at any time in history. And as any successful general knows, when faced with unpleasant realities, you ignore them and hope it all somehow works out or not. So the Civil War is going to be won, according to the war plan for Operation Caracas Redux, when America just sort of opts for it, like Cali, and elects all Democrats. I don't even know how that works. How is America going to, how are we all going to arrive at that one kumbaya moment where we look at California, Jerry Brown, and we're like, you know, let's take him and recycle him one more time and make him count, you know, President Brown, or maybe President Harris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, there's no better example of muddying somebody's thinking than the expression assault weapon. This is a combination of two inexact lay terms that are together even more unclear, really. It has something of a visceral punch that news reporters and the pubescent demonstrators find is useful, as the aging senators do. The money just suits them. And therein lies the danger. A weapon, after all, can be anything. In the case of London, the weapons of choice these days are knives and acid. At the other end of the spectrum, some people are so assertive that a dirty look can instill fear. Consider, if you will, the rapier wit. So what is the difference between a knife in a housewife's kitchen for chopping vegetables and a knife wielded against an innocent London tube passenger? That's what they call the underground train system, the tube. The difference is intent. Anything that has physical mass, maybe it has an edge, maybe it's just heavy, anything can become a weapon, and any weapon can become an assault weapon when the user attacks another party with it. The assault nature of any weapon, that comes from the heart of the possessor. Now, for many Americans who seem to accept this vague phrase, that means big bad guns in the hands of mad men. Now, and under its banner, a lot is happening. The expression assault weapon is a semantic Trojan horse that represents a real threat to our constitutional rights. Since it does not define the weapons in question, it can be used to define anything people want to get rid of, starting with semi-automatic long guns, ending with revolvers and even ammunition. Banning such weapons means a whole lot more than merely ceasing their sale. It addresses the guns already in the hands of citizens. It addresses this issue through the holy grail of lefties everywhere, confiscation. Criminals don't give a damn about this expression or any other you might want to use to interfere with their lives, so confiscation under an assault weapons ban is limited to the law-abiding gun owner. This phrase has been normalized through continual use by the media, so much so that even people on my side of the argument use it. I'm forced to use it. If I'm using their vernacular, I refer to them as personal defense weapon. I have a personal defense weapon coming this week from Spikes Tactical. It will look largely like the vague definition of the assault weapon, but mine is a personal defense weapon. Thus, it will be harmless unless somebody tries to harm me, and then it will be very harmful for a very short period of time, and then it goes back to being harmless. It's actually more morphing at those moments. Because it has been used so many times in so many venues, both friendly and foe, people accept its use, and they should not. This phrase should never appear in any law, regulation, or policy. In the same way in which I'm trying to stop calling these rampage killers active shooters. See, when you go to the range, for that moment while you are actively shooting, there you go. You are an active shooter. You're not a criminal because you're shooting in a range where you are allowed to be shooting. But by calling them an active shooter, this tries to take them and lump them in with me and you, where you and I only go to the range and shoot at paper. These guys go to the school and shoot at children. They go to the concert and shoot at music lovers. They go to, the movie theater and shoot movie lovers. They're shooting people. We're shooting paper. They try to lump us all in together. So I reject out of hand the term active shooter, mass shooter, any of that stuff. These guys are rampage killers. That's what they are. Using guns. They're rampage killers. So lawmakers should specify what they are banning or confiscating and should have to amend the law and, have to amend the law to add another weapon. Now, to a large degree, some gun confiscation has already started. They start out with assault weapons, which the politicians define. How hard would it be to add a gun or two to the ban? You wouldn't even see it go by. You look at some of the photos of seized guns. Some of those include small revolvers. The small guns, they're not sexy enough for the movie stars. They have no magazines, no safety, and limited ammunition capacity. So how did they get picked up while rooting out assault weapons? Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois didn't realize she was talking to a conservative reporter at a February 13th press conference when she had this exchange. She told this person's name is Matera, we want everything on the table. This is a moment of opportunity. There's no question about it. But one pointed exchange was as follows. Skakowski, we're on a roll now, and I think we've got to take the, we're going to push as hard as we can and as far as we can. Matera, so the assault weapons ban is just the beginning. Skakowski, oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm against handguns. We have in Illinois the Council Against Handguns, something violence. Yeah, I'm a member of that, so absolutely. How do you even know when the meetings are held? Jan. In Seattle, police have begun seizing guns under their red flag law, which allows a policeman to make decisions on the fly. Washington State is one of five states that have passed a law known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order, which gives law enforcement the ability to seize a gun from a person if they believe the person poses a significant danger to themselves or others. Minority Report. So they leapt right past the assault part and went right for anything. Any firearm they felt like taking. They write, guns are removed for 1 year, but there is due process. Only family, roommates, and police can petition the court for the civil order. The burden of proof is on the petitioner. A judge determines if the person is a danger of himself to others or others. If the order is issued, the guns can be seized immediately, but the gun owner gets to make his or her case in court within 2 weeks. Family, does that include like third cousins that you've never met? Roommates, does this include your vindictive ex-girlfriends? I'm not sure making your case to a typically liberal Seattle judge falls under the umbrella of due process. But what happens at the end of that year? Do they come and find you, give your stuff back? Is the slate wiped? Is it wiped clean? Because remember, you never did anything yet. I doubt it. The vague phrase assault weapon has been misused to stampede lawmakers into passing laws whose close scrutiny would make these things unthinkable. It's been used by lawmakers to whip people, particularly teenagers prone to drama queenery, into making amorphous demands and interpreting those demands to mean what the leftist politicians always wanted. The press makes sure the issue gets wall-to-wall coverage as evidence of chaos, while politicians insert their stealthy statutes in the mix as the only solution. Convince a few thousand kids that their bill is the answer and ram it through before their attention span fades. The progressives insist the founders did not envision so many guns in public hands when they crafted the amendments. That's not true, because gun ownership was in everybody's hands back then. It was ubiquitous. And the way I see it, they needed the public to place a great deal of faith and trust in them, the founders did. So it was a deal clincher to include the people's right to make sure no one ever took over their country or did anything to prevent citizens from protecting themselves. You get to keep your personal guns and you get to assemble with other like-minded people who also have guns, and at worst you can go down fighting. Why in the world would we let scheming bullies bleed this way? The least we should do is make politicians specify exactly what they want to confiscate instead of allowing a generic term to give them carte blanche. But if they want to change the Constitution, let them do that through the amendment process. It's not easy to get two-thirds of the states to go along with the destruction of a treasured right. And guess what? It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be very, very difficult. And as some of these states and some of these areas and some of these locales start to go down this path, I hope to see a whole bunch of lawsuits, because every time we sue one of these yahoos, this is another plea for sanity. Please rethink what you've done. Judge, please rethink what they have done. We do not want to see this burg, this town, this city go down into crime, because it most certainly is going to. And would you please, you know, reverse this, dash it, defy it, ban it, banish it, something. Our number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.